I've been reading through the Psalms many, many, many times, and in my Bibles, I make lots of notations, and in my big Bible that I have by my chair at home, I have many notations of what David and the other writers have gone through. And as I look at their lives, I realize that they were in difficult, difficult times, just like you and I are today. David suffered persecution. He was a man that was uniquely given over to God. And there were those who wanted to defeat Israel, they wanted to defeat David, and they wanted to defeat David's God. And David stood strong for the Lord Jesus Christ, or for God his Father. In Psalm 25:1, David said this, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me." Then he says, "No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse." So as I thought about David and his time of hardship and his ways of wanting to know how to make it through the difficult path that he was winding through life, it made me think of my own life. And the next two verses in Psalm 25 are the verses that I've chosen for my foundation verses for 2015. Psalm 25:4-5. "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." There are many things we know about the man David. We know that he failed. Bless his heart, he failed miserably. But we also know that he came back to the Lord, and the Lord blessed him abundantly. And as I looked at these verses 4 and 5, you can literally hear the heartbeat of David and how he wants to walk with God. He said three main things. He said, "Show me your ways, teach me your paths, guide me in your truth." And I thought, as I look out onto 2015, I need those very same things in my life. I need for God to show me his ways. I need for him to teach me his paths. I need him to guide me in the truth. Because there's much out there that sounds good, but when you stack it up against the Word of God, it's found to be wanting. It's not truth. And then as you read on in Psalm 25, you find out that the reason that David could live for the Lord his God the way that he did was because of an attitude of his life that the Lord could bless. And that's found in verse 9, Psalm 25. "The Lord guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way." David was one who was guided by God because he humbled himself before the Lord. And dear people, as I look at my life, I'm no different than you. I face testing and temptation just as you do. Though I've been in the ministry for 45 years or so, I do not have all of the answers, but I do know the one who has the answers, and I do have needs in my life that I realize that only God can meet. And so, as your brother in Christ, as well as your pastor, I want you to know that I too stand on the foundation of God's Word for 2015, because apart from God and his Word, you cannot stand. Amen. You just cannot stand. And so tonight, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. And teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. In many ways, each of you have shared tonight that your hope is in God all the day long. Amen? And together, we're going to trust him. Now tonight, as we've heard each other's testimony, and I think during the year we should do this from time to time. Have you enjoyed hearing from these people tonight? We sure have. I trust that you'll be thinking, maybe you didn't get a verse for tonight, but as you think of what others have said, the Lord has shared something with you, and in the future, you would like to share with us what he has given you. Would you let me know so that in the service, before we have the preaching time, you could share with us what God has put upon your heart? We want to be the people of the book, God's Word. We want to be people of the Holy Spirit, guided by him. We want to be people that honor Jesus Christ. And we want to be people that encourage one another. Amen. Dear people, we must encourage one another. God bless you as we end 2014.